Unit 4. No Time. 2A. Routines in Maria's life.
Welcome to our program, Ordinary People. In it, we ask people like you, the listeners, to talk about their working day in the 21st century. We want to answer the question, are routines different today? Maria is in our studio today, and she is a wife and mother, and also personal assistant to the manager of a small textile company. So, Maria, how do you do it?
Good question. I suppose I organize my day carefully, and I am lucky because my husband is an architect, and he often works at home, and my mum lives near us, so they both help me with the children.
So, when do you start and finish work?
Well, I start at 8:30, and officially I finish at 5:30.
Why do you say officially?
Well, I work overtime 2 or 3 times a week, and if we have a big conference, I work in the evening.
So, what does a typical day look like?
At 8:30, I answer my emails. And again at about 4:30. I still write some letters, but most office communication is now by email. And once a week, I book all flights and hotels for my boss online.
Wow.
I do that sort of thing in the morning. I also phone our partners in India or Hong Kong before lunch, because the time there is 8 hours ahead of us in the UK.
Sure.
I sometimes phone partners in Brazil and Mexico, and that is, of course, in the afternoon. If I have a conference to organise, I surf the net for information about venues and catering facilities. I read trade journals, too, after lunch, and mark anything interesting for my boss. I don't have a lot of time to read during the week when I'm not in the office. I never read a newspaper. That's about it at the office, I think.
Ooh, a full day. When do you go shopping?
I go shopping for food once a week. Of course, shops are open on Sundays in the UK, so that's when I usually go shopping. And with most supermarkets, you can order groceries online. So I sometimes buy groceries that way.
And relaxation? Do you have time for that?
Not a lot. But I always try to listen to a music CD in the car on the way home and... Oh, the children go swimming with Bob every Friday night, and that's when I go to my yoga classes.
Your family is obviously important to you.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you go on holiday as a family?
Well, we try to go away twice a year. We go skiing after Christmas, usually for a week, and then we always have a summer holiday with the children. We can't go on holiday when the children are in school, so our main holiday is usually in July or August. It depends.
It sounds as though you deserve good holidays, Maria. Thank you.
Thank you.